You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This week, I spoke to MP Simon Court about the new NIWA forecast predicting a 90% chance of an El Nino event over the next 3 months and their new policy for privatised highways. I started by asking what Court's thoughts were on the new NIWA forecast.
Well, New Zealand needs to play its part when it comes to reducing climate emissions, greenhouse gases, but we also need to immediately invest in climate adaptation. That's been sorely lacking over the past few years. The floods and storms that we've seen earlier this year that have struck Hawke's Bay and Auckland and Melbourne and so on last year show we actually need to build resilient infrastructure. It's roads, highways, telecommunications. But we need to allow for the inevitable droughts that follow these wetter periods. If that's what El Nino is going to bring, then we should be moving very quickly to build water storage and distribution systems so we can continue growing food and sustaining communities in the regions.
There's mitigation and there's adaption. Are there any ways that you think government will need to respond going forward to the growing impacts of weather events?
Certainly. I mean, if we look at the road network, particularly around the regions, we've seen communities cut off. And when you look at what's happened to the roads, in many cases, culverts installed in the 1960s or 1980s simply can't cope with the volume of water that's running through those catchments. So we need to upgrade the infrastructure, not just build back the same. And when it comes to providing for water storage, what ACT says in our Resource Management Alternative ACT Solutions for Building New Zealand and Conserving Nature, that we should make building water storage, distribution and irrigation a permitted activity under a future resource management reform, because we do need our growers to have the confidence to continue investing in producing food in the regions, but they can only do that if they know they can get access to water. It can't come out of the rivers, streams and aquifers during dry periods. It can only come from storage.
What is ACT proposing in terms of climate change prevention and mitigation going into this election?
Preventing climate change is a global challenge, and we need to look at what New Zealand can do to contribute to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And when we look at our industries like our energy production, electricity production, there is a huge appetite to invest in renewable electricity, and that is where we should be focusing our regulatory efforts to make it easier to do that. So I'll give you an example. There's Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners very publicly declared their interest in developing an offshore wind farm in Taranaki. But the problem is, after 5 years of consultation with the government, the ministry responsible, MBIE, still hasn't come up with a regulatory framework or even a form to fill in that would allow them to do that. And they are now looking at Australia, of course, Scotland, the EU, North America, to invest, because New Zealand's just not providing the framework that's needed. And what ACT would do is reform the resource management laws so that we can actually get offshore wind built and start connecting some of these hundreds or thousand megawatt projects to the grid. If we can do that, then we can start retiring some of our fossil fuel energy, but we can't do it until we've got an affordable alternative online.
Moving on to the new road privatisation policy, ACT has proposed public-private partnerships for building more highways over the next 30 years. Why get the private sector involved?
Because the taxpayer simply can't afford to build the infrastructure, the roading infrastructure, and at the same time build and upgrade hospitals. For example, in Dunedin, the government's been arguing with local people about whether they should have one or two operating theatres, whether the cancer department should come into a new development, whether there should be a teaching hospital on site or not, because they can't afford to do it. Now, we do need to upgrade our roading infrastructure around New Zealand, and what ACT would do is actually allow the private sector through our KiwiSaver, our ACC pension plans from overseas, iwi investors to participate by funding the roads and the other transportation infrastructure we need, and then recovering the costs through tolling over, say, 30 years, even 40 years for projects that will have a longer payback period. That's how we'll get more infrastructure built, because a lot of these roads are going to service growth as well as respond to safety issues right now and congestion right now. But the government, the taxpayer, can't possibly afford to build them all at a rate we need to keep up with growth and to recover from the infrastructure damage from floods and storms.
Would this not result in a major rise in the number of toll roads?
Well, ACT believes that that's a good thing. If you look at Ireland, a country about the same population as New Zealand, about 5 million people, over 30% of their highway network are tolled. But what that means, instead of the government of Ireland having to fund roading and infrastructure only from a limited pool of taxpayer funds, which will never be enough to keep up with demand, they've actually outsourced the funding and financing part to the private sector. But all of us road users and businesses get the benefit of the road now instead of having to wait a decade or two until the taxpayer can pay for it. And ACT thinks that we should be supercharging a toll road approach to delivering roading infrastructure, takes the pressure off the Crown and allows the government to focus on delivering other social infrastructure that's needed, like hospitals, for example.
What do you think about National's recently announced highway proposals, including one four-lane from Whangarei to Tauranga?
Well, ACT would support the roading aspect of it because the communities in the Bay of Plenty and Northland have been begging for better connections to markets and for people to travel, say, to Northland. You know, it's only 3 hours away, but it might as well be as far as Fiji or Rarotonga, and how difficult it is to get there on our local roads. So ACT thinks it's a good idea to build the connections, but of course, in the absence of funding, we don't really understand how National proposes to pay for it. ACT's policy we released last Sunday is very clear. We would invite the private sector, iwi, ACC, New Zealand Super Funds and other overseas pension plans to fund the build, and then Kiwis could pay it off over time as they drive up and down the state highways in their trucks and cars.
That was ACT MP Simon Court on the new NIWA El Niño forecast and their privatised highways policy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.